I'm Julianne DeLynn Hatton, and you're listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. This series will discuss the prophet Joseph Smith and the authenticity of the gospel he restored. I'll be speaking with Michael R. Ash, author of the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Hello, Michael Ash.
Hi, Julianne.
Let's talk about the subject today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, and it kind of ties a little bit into what we were talking about last week with Hebraisms. This week, we'll talk about the rent garment.
What is the definition of rent as it's used in the scriptures?
It means to tear. It's tied to the word like rending, where you tear something up. So it could be to tear something, cloth, paper, violently tear something up, or to pull one's hair out, maybe like in rage or anger.
Now, where do we see this word in the Book of Mormon?
We see it in Alma 46, and it's used in kind of a unique way.
So let's talk about the story that leads up to Moroni renting his garment then.
Okay. Well, in Alma 46, Malachiah wants to be king, and he's has a group of non-believers. And when he is trying to become king, he wants his people to kind of take over and basically push out religion. And so Moroni, he's very concerned about this. And he tries to rally the believers, the troops, if you will, to defend their religion. And it's what many people refer to as the title of liberty speech that he gives. And so he wants to make this banner that people will look to as a symbol. And he actually ties it into a remnant, as he calls it, of the tribe of Joseph. And so he tears part of his garment and raises it in the air. And he writes on it, basically, and says, you know, this is the title of liberty, and we're to rally around this and to basically defend our beliefs. So that's kind of the backstory to it.
Why is it the critics make fun of the use of the word rent? Because we've seen it in the scriptures. We've seen it in the Bible.
Yeah, it's because in the original edition of the Book of Mormon, it read a little differently than it reads today. In the original edition, in what is now verse 19, it says that when Moroni tore this rent his garment in the air, he held it high so that all might see the writing which he had wrote upon the rent. And that's what's weird, because you know, you don't write on a rent. In fact, it was fixed in later editions to say that he had written upon the rent part. You know, the rent is the tear. It's not a thing that you would write on. And so the critics jumped on this, of course, and said, here's a great example of Joseph Smith's poor grammar and lack of education.
So the two words wrote upon were basically just replaced with part.
Yes, yeah, that it was a part, you know, and so in modern English, it makes more sense that there was the rent part, it was the piece that he tore off of his garment, but that's not what the original Book of Mormon says.
Well, what would you say to the critics?
Well, in modern English, they're absolutely correct. You don't write on a rent. However, in Hebrew, the word kera, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, it's Q-E-R-A, it's translated as a noun for the rent part, and it's derived from the verb form kera with an A on the end where he tears it. So basically, it's the same word that can be used either way, and it does, in Hebrew, actually mean a noun. It's a rent part. And so while Joseph Smith, if he was the author, would have made a blunder, because he was a translator, he correctly translated the way the Hebrews would have used the word.
Thank you, Michael Ash.
Thank you, Julianne.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. I'm your host, Julianne DeLynn Hatton, inviting you to keep the faith.
Michael R. Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Faith and Reason is produced by Tom Hatton with music courtesy of Arthur Hatton. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of Fair Mormon or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can support this podcast by subscribing to it in iTunes and by rating it and writing a review. Questions or comments can be sent to podcast@fairmormon.org, or you may join the conversation at fairblog.org.